Welcome to the Dream Job System, the only podcast that provides proven, tangible strategies to help you land a job you love without traditional experience and without applying online. Get ready to level up your job search with your host, Austin Belsack.
Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of the Dream Job System podcast. I'm your host, Austin Belsack, and today we're going to talk about one trick you can use to beat anxiety before your next job interview. Now, this is something I think we can all relate to, right? Feeling nervous, feeling those butterflies in the stomach before the big day. And the first thing that I want to tell you is that that feeling is totally normal. It's totally natural. And the reason you feel it is simply because you care, right? You really want this job interview to work out. You really want to get this offer. You want to stop job searching. You want to move on to the next chapter of your life. And so, as is true with any scenario where there's a big event or a big action we have to take and the outcome is uncertain, we tend to feel that anxiety, right? We tend to feel that stress and those nerves. And the problem is that it can impact our performance and it can make us less confident than we would have otherwise been in a situation where we're more comfortable. And that's not a good feeling, right? So today I want to talk about a trick that I actually found that really helped me with this, because this is something that I personally suffered from big time when I started my job search. I was in such a toxic work environment and I so badly wanted to get out and to move on to that next chapter, as I mentioned, that I got so freaking nervous before these interviews. And it literally got to the point where it was dramatically impacting my performance. Like, I would walk into the office building and my palms would be sweating and I was like wiping off the sweat before I shook the interviewer's hand, hoping they wouldn't notice. And then they'd ask me a basic question and I'd have talking points drafted up for it that I'd immediately forget. So I'd have to start winging the answer and I started rambling and my answers just had zero conviction. And then worst of all, there were times where I totally just blanked. Like, I couldn't remember my answer that I drafted up and I also couldn't come up with anything new. So I'd actually have to ask the interviewer to repeat the question. And that was super embarrassing. It totally crushed my self-confidence. But worst of all, it impacted my results. I wasn't getting any results. I wasn't getting any job offers because I couldn't get it together enough to get through the interview. So I knew I had to do something about this. And there are a lot of things that I tested and I tried out. And a couple of things we've talked about in other podcast episodes. So things such as really rehearsing and memorizing your answers. So not just drafting up some talking points and reviewing them, but truly memorizing them to the point where you could deliver that answer under any circumstances. That works really, really well. But at the same time, we want to be able to deal with that feeling in our stomach, right? And that mental fog that we feel whenever those nerves kick in. So one of the things that I found to be most effective was actually doing a 10-minute pre-interview meditation. Now, I know that might sound a little out there to some people. I know that might sound a little woo-woo or new age or whatever it is, but truly, you don't need to be religious or spiritual or Zen to benefit from this. And that's actually based on research. So research has been done on meditation, and it's shown that it can reduce stress and increase mental clarity in a single session, even if you've never done it before. So I read that. I personally am not super religious, and I also personally am not super spiritual, but I was willing to do whatever I could to improve my performance and get rid of these nerves. And this was the process that worked for me. So first and foremost, I would arrive early to my interview. So what I would do is use Google Maps to track basically the time it would take me to get from my house or wherever I was to the interview location. And I would leave about 20 to 30 minutes early. And then I would try to find a spot. I would try to scope this out on Street View, or if I was able to pass by the office, I would try to find a place where I could have some quiet for 10 to 15 minutes. If you're driving to the interview, that could be in your car in the parking lot when you get there. That could be a park bench in some cases. Before my Google interview, I actually sat on a bench just on the sidewalk in New York and did this. But basically, if you can find a spot where you won't be interrupted by other people, you won't have, you know, people coming up to you, you just have that space where you can be alone, that is huge. Then all you need to do is sit there for 10 minutes with your eyes closed and you can focus on your breath. Now, there are tons of different ways that you can execute this part. Like, you could be as simple as what I just said, sitting down, breathing in, breathing out, doing that deeply, and just setting a timer on your phone. If you want something more structured, you could use something like the Calm app or Headspace, or you could even go to YouTube and just type in 10-minute meditation. There are also varying degrees of meditations as well. I found that there are meditations for manifestation. There are meditations specifically targeting anxiety. There are all of these different forms. So pick one that works for you. And what I would actually recommend doing is a test run of that meditation before you show up to the actual interview and you're doing it live right before, you know, the big moment. I would test it out to make sure that you actually like the session that you're going to be listening to, so there are no surprises when you actually listen to it before the big event. And then you're just going to sit there and do that for 10 minutes. And I promise you, what you're going to find is at the end of that, when you walk into the building, are you still going to be nervous? Yes, absolutely. But I think what you'll find is that it will be far less debilitating and scary than it was had you not done that, or maybe than it was in the past. And if this is something that you bake into your pre-interview routine regularly, I think you're going to find that your performance is much better. You're going to be a lot more coherent. You're going to be able to deliver your message with confidence and clarity, and you're going to get better results. So I would highly encourage you to try this no matter what your thoughts are on meditation or spirituality or anything else. Again, the research shows that this works and I've personally seen it myself. So if you are struggling with those butterflies, that mental fog, if you are having issues overcoming those nerves before an interview, a 10-minute session of just breathing and being quiet can be super, super effective. So I hope you'll give it a shot. That's it for today. We'll see you in the next episode of the podcast.